A controversy erupted in 1977 when the older Filipinos living in the International Hotel on the corner of Kearny and Jackson Street in San Francisco were evicted from their longtime home. There were demonstrations, which were covered in depth, by the way, by KPFA, marches, speeches. In the end, these immigrants, many of whom had lived in the same location since they first arrived on these shores 20 or 30 years earlier, were forced to find new housing, and the building was demolished. Monstrous, now at ACT's new Strand Theater on Market Street in San Francisco through November 22nd, consists of two one-act plays based on short stories by Filipino writer Lizlie Tenorio. The first story and first act is Remember the Eye Hotel, adapted by Philip Can Gotanda. Carrie Perloff, Artistic Director of American Conservatory Theater and director of this production.
It is about the event that politicized Mayor Ed Lee when he first came out of Hastings Law School. And Philip Gotanda, I don't know if your listeners know this, has a JD from Hastings and was a lawyer before he became a playwright. And he and Ed Lee and many other Asian American activists tried to defend the Filipinos who were living in the Eye Hotel from getting evicted during redevelopment in the late 70s.
For those who lived through that controversy, the sense of loss and displacement shown in the show and the courage it took to live as an immigrant in San Francisco are brilliantly portrayed by Jomar Tagatak and Ogie Zulueta as the two struggling Filipinos. Monstrous, the second act of this production, tells the tale of an early 1960s Filipino director, played by Sean San Jose, who makes low-budget monster movies starring his wife, played by Melody Butiu. When he gets a chance to come to America and make films here, he jumps at it, taking his wife with him to star in his new films. While the humor of the second play works in contrast to the first, both plays delve into the dislocation of Filipinos as they come to America, both in terms of their own personal stories and the two cultures. Together, they form as a whole a view of the Filipino-American experience rarely seen on stage, or even on film or in television. Because so many Filipino immigrants and Filipino-Americans live in the Bay Area, their story needs to be told. And this beautifully acted and directed set of one-acts is not only entertaining, but also informative, delving into what life is like for those who find America strange, often exciting, and very dangerous. Monstrous, based on short stories by Lizlie Tenorio, plays at ACT's Strand Theater on Market Street in San Francisco through November 22nd. For more information, you can go to their website, act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.